Thank you for the worship today. It was really great. Really loved it. And thank you for all the words that have been brought. It's almost covered what I'm bringing, which is amazing. So God knows what's on all of our hearts and what's on, most importantly, what's on his heart. So we were thinking about today and about the fact that it's Father's Day. And we all have a different version of what we think a father is. You know, when we're living on the earth, our father might be someone that's been really loving and kind to us. Our father might be someone that has sort of not been so kind. We might have a mum, and there's some really good mums in this room that are also the father figure. And I take my hats off to Katie Hyatt and Emma Ford, because actually being a single parent, and Roz, in your time, being a single parent is one of the hardest things to be, you know. And Scott. Because you've got no one to back you up. There's no one at the end of the day, when you've had a really tough day with your children, there's no one there to sit down with and go through it and someone to encourage you. But what I want to say to you guys is that you will always have your Father in heaven. And he loves what you do. He loves how you parent. And I want to say that the people in this room always have your backs. We love you. We support you. And we think you're really great. And we will always have your backs. So... covered that yet. But what I want to say is that we have the most perfect father, dad, whatever you want to call him, in heaven. Now, we might have a really good dad on earth, but he would never come up to what our dad in heaven is. Now, when I first become a Christian, I found that really, really hard, because I have a really beautiful dad. I absolutely love him, and I know he absolutely loves me. And he was always patient with me, always kind and caring, always encouraged me. So when I became a Christian and people were talking to me about that God was my father, I was like, I don't know if I can say that, because my dad is my father. My dad is my dad. How can I have someone that's better than my dad? Because in my eyes, my dad was the best. And he still is the best on earth. To me, he is still the best. But our Heavenly Father is the one that will always be there, that will always carry us, that will always love us. There isn't a second in any of our days that God will not love us, that God will not provide for us, that God will not be there for us. On our worst days and on our best days, he's there. And as we celebrate Father's Day today, I want us to remember the best dad that we've ever been given, which is our dad in heaven. And if there's no one that, or no, if there's anyone here that doesn't actually know that dad in heaven, I want to say, please get to know him. You know, you might not be able to call him dad straight away. I couldn't. But as my relationship went on, I realized that actually my dad in heaven was beautiful. That he was very kind. That he's very caring. That he never, ever left me on my own. He always encourages me, even on my bad days when I think, oh, gosh, am I going to be able to do that? You know, they've asked me to do this. Can I do it? And God will go, go on, Sonny, you can do it. And that's what he calls me, Sonny. And it's just really, really lovely. I just feel like I've got this amazing dad that looks after me. And it's in the night time when there's no one else around. Our amazing dad is there. You can call on him. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't say, no, hold on. 10 minutes, Or as Livy says to us when we ask her something, 5 minutes. You know, God doesn't say that. God is there and he says, okay, come on, let's sort this out together. You know, so I just want to encourage you, for those who do know God and know him as your Father, that's absolutely brilliant. But for those who don't know God and don't know him as your Father, you know, he is really a good person to get to know. And one of the best things he done was that he gave his only son. Wow. So that each and every one of us could have eternal life. I mean, that's just amazing, isn't it? You know, when you try and think about that, it's just awesome. I don't know if I could have said, yeah, take Katie or take Emma. I don't know if I could have done that. I'd like to think I'd be able to sacrifice something, but I don't know if I could have done my children. But he done it for each and every one of us, so that we would be sat at the right hand of God. When we leave this earth, we go to a much better place. So I just encourage you that today, yes, happy Father's Day, happy Mummy Father Day, whatever you may be. But also, I would just want to give my dad in heaven the absolute glory for everything. And today is all about him as well, you know, because he is the most amazing dad. So, yeah. But, no, I haven't finished yet. But there is truths in the Bible about our amazing dad. So I need 6 people. You don't have to do a lot. I just need 6 people up here. So Amelia, Maisie, sorry, you don't get away with it. You're my grandchildren. Up here. Matthew, would you like to help? Yes, you can bring your truck. Do you know what? Your daddy in heaven would say, yep, I love you on all of your bits and pieces. Just come and be with us. Yep. Oh, Livy, do you want to hold one? Oh. Which one do you want? Give you that one. Yep, Reuben can have one. Where's Reuben? Oh. And Liv, Maze. Stand up here, darling. Livy, come and show everybody. We need one more person. Is there any more? Oh, Sheila. So the truths in the Bible. Maisie, come back, please. Maisie, we need you. Quickly. All right, me and Emma will do Maisie's. So who's got F? Oh, Anne's got F. So Anne, can you say what your word says?
Faithful.
So our Father, our God, our Dad is faithful. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, it says, the one who calls you is faithful and he will do it. So that's the first truth about our Father. What have you got? Affectionate. Do you know what? He loves on us, doesn't he? His affection for us is just amazing. And it says, affection to the Lord your God belongs the heavens, even the highest heavens and the earth and everything in it. Yet the Lord set his affection on your ancestors and loved them. And he chose you, their descendants, above all nations as it is today. So we're chosen. We're chosen because he loves us. T, what have you got, Sheila?
Trustworthy.
And I'm sure everybody who knows God knows that he is trustworthy. He can be trusted with everything. And it says, trustworthy, sovereign Lord, you are God. Your covenant is trustworthy and you have promised these good things to your servant. Now be pleased to bless the house of your servant that it may continue forever in your sight. For you, sovereign Lord, have spoken, and with your blessing, the house of your servant will be blessed forever. You know, isn't that amazing that we are households? You know, that's not just us. It stems right the way down our generations and our generations that have been before us. So who's got H? Oh, Livy.
Say hope.
Hope.
Hope. And it says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You know, and our hope is always in him. He won't let us down. Our hope is always in him. Emma, what have you got? Oh.
Encourager.
May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us by his grace, gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. You know, so he is our encourager. You know, so in these times when you're feeling like you cannot do something, run into his arms and he will encourage you and he will help you. He will help you through it. And last but not least is our special Matthew. Can you say... Oh, you didn't hear this, did you? Well done. Okay. Rock. So rock, for who is God besides the Lord, and who is the rock except our God? You know, and that is where we can stand. We can stand on the rock, and if you can all hold your stuff up, hold your up nice and tall. Other way round, Emma, because otherwise it doesn't spell Father. Let me come round here. So we've got Father, who is our dad, who loves us. And the truth is that he's faithful. He's affectionate. He is definitely trustworthy. He is our hope. He is our encourager. And he is our rock. So as you go through this week, just remember who your Father is. Your Father in heaven is all of these things. You can hold on to him. You can be loved by him. You can be carried by him. And you can stand on his promises that he loves you, and he loves you, and he loves you. God bless you all. Have a good Father's Day.